Crisis Text Line, January 7, 2022, Multi-Dash Part Record, Part 1, End of Conversation Survey, Part 2, Crisis Text Line Terms of Service, Part 3, Facebook Messenger Content Trained Crisis Professional Chat Conversation in Detail, Part 1, Survey Begins. Thanks in advance for sharing. Your responses will help us support future texters. Survey Privacy Policy. 1. You can skip questions. 2. Responses are anonymous. 3. If you leave a note for your crisis counselor, we'll share it with them. Your note might also be used for marketing and training to show the amazing impact of Crisis Text Line. For your information, no names, phone number, or personal information will ever be shared. Did you find this conversation helpful? No. Dash, would you like to share a note of gratitude with your crisis counselor? As volunteers, your words mean the world to them. The more you share how the conversation helped you, the more it will give your crisis counselor the energy to keep supporting people in crisis. Day after day, this note will be shown to your crisis counselor, but none of your other answers will be. Attention, loss of empathy, dash void-filled apathy, your staff shows great regard for apathy instead of empathy. Crisis text line, I am doing my best to be empathetic for you and have sent resources to help you. Crisis text line, we are here 24/7 if you need emotional support. Have a wonderful day, James. SWAT-SHOOFLY don't bother me. Word defines, empathy, /empathy/, noun, empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, similar, affinity with, rapport with, sympathy with, understanding of, sensitivity toward, sensibility to, identification with, awareness of, fellowship with, fellow feeling for, like-mindedness, togetherness, closeness to, chemistry, opposite, distance, comma-apathy, /apathy/, noun, apathy, lack of interest, enthusiasm, or concern, widespread apathy among students, similar, indifference, lack of interest, lack of enthusiasm, lack of concern, uninterestedness, unresponsiveness, impassivity, passivity, passiveness, detachment, dispassion, dispassionateness, lack of involvement, phlegm, coolness, listlessness, lethargy, languor, lassitude, torpor, boredom, ennui, axity, acedia, mopery, opposite, enthusiasm, interest, passion. Crisis text line. Thanks for messaging crisis text line. The crisis counselor has closed the conversation. You matter. Crisis text line. Please answer a few questions about your experience so we can better help others. Thank you. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. http://jizmavis/3/dash/survey=ankjqb61d8c9b70e48&r=1&m=facebook. You sent. So, I will reference this chat content via link in the survey. http://webdomains.fucked-up-human.nude/crisis-text-line-org/the-most-percent-23-huge-fail-in-the-world/messenger/facebook-messenger-percent-5b-crisis-text-line-percent-5d-dash-deck-282,021-html. May we share your message, with your name edited out, with other existing crisis counselors or with the public, for example, to potential crisis counselors. Your message may give counselors the energy to keep supporting people in crisis, day after day, and inspire others to join or support Crisis Text Line. Yes, the next few questions ask about your age, gender, etc. Answer or skip, either is okay with us. Why we ask these questions? We want to make sure we are reaching and providing a good experience across all populations, identities, races and ethnicities. We use anonymized responses to improve our service and to report to our partners and the public about who we serve. What is your zip code? 92,405. How old are you? 55-64. Gender. How do you identify? Please select all that apply. Boy/man. Sexual identity. How do you identify? Please select all that apply. Gay. How do you identify? If you are biracial, multiracial or multicultural, please select all that apply. You will have a chance to add more details on your ethnicity or origin after this question. White. Which of the following best describes the place where you now live? Urban, a city, Now, we're going to ask you a few questions about your experience using Crisis Text Line today. Consider the feelings below, and let us know if they changed after you texted with a crisis counselor today. Space cell less say more, in control and control, less, hopeful, less, alone, more, depression, more, overwhelmed, more, upset, more, suicidal, same, in your conversation. Did you mention an experience or feelings that you have not shared with anyone else? Yes. What? My experience I had with my mental health care clinic. In the conversation, I believe my crisis counselor was genuinely concerned for my well-being. Strongly disagree. Next, we're going to ask you a few questions about how you get help when you are in crisis. How did you learn about us? Select all that apply. Media or social media. Other-write and please enter another value for this selection. Facebook timeline feed. Have you ever shared the crisis text line service, either with friends or family, or online? Select all that apply. No. At Crisis Text Line, our goal is to provide universal, quick, and effective access to quality crisis support. To help us improve access for all people in crisis, we'd love to know more about your experience. To make sure you receive the best support Crisis Text Line can give via Messenger, we will use your responses to the next set of questions to help both Crisis Text Line and Facebook improve this service. Only responses to these questions, related to Messenger, may be shared with Facebook. In addition to Crisis Text Line staff or volunteers, and all questions are optional, we will not share your name or personally identifiable information with Facebook in connection with any answers you voluntarily provide with these questions. How easy or difficult was it to connect to your crisis counselor using Messenger? Very difficult. Could you tell us a little more about what made it difficult to reach your crisis counselor? About standards, the same problem I have had with most everyone that is crisis professional. They are not respecting Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Any media. Facebook Messenger. Without interference. Cut and run is interference. Introduction to Standards V5N1. http://resources.gruop.net/colorado-edu/marlin-riggs-introduction-to-standards-v5n1/. Excerpt. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment, both nationally and globally, of the next, this, century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity, that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community, can and is derived from the expression, comprehension, and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, of difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word standard itself. For the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. For the next two questions, imagine a friend is going through a similar experience to you, and wanted to talk to a crisis counselor. They are thinking about using Messenger to talk to someone from Crisis Text Line. What are the good things you'd tell your friend about using Messenger to chat with a crisis counselor? Please select all that apply. Other-write and please enter another value for this selection. The-most-huge-fail-in-the-world-you-all-suck-at-empathy? You don't even know the meaning of the word. What would you question your friend about when using Messenger to chat with a crisis counselor? Please select all that apply. It was difficult to talk to a crisis counselor over the chat. Please click the arrow below to submit your answers. Skip survey header. All done. Thank you. Crisis Text Line Terms of Service. https://www.crisistextline.org/privacy/. Terms of Service and Privacy Policy. Scope and Terms of Service. How not to use Crisis Text Line. The information we collect. How we use that info. How we keep that info safe. Accessing/changing your data. Some more legal stuff. Contact us. Last updated, October 14th, 2021, 2:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to view our Terms of Service and Privacy Policy in Spanish, click here. If you are looking for the UK Terms of Service, click here. If you are looking for the Canada Terms of Service, click here. If you are looking for the Ireland Terms of Service, click here. If you are in danger or need emergency help, call 911 or your local authorities. Scope, acceptance of terms. At Crisis Text Line, CTL, we, or us, our goal is to help people in crisis. We are here to help you move from a hot moment to a cool calm, and we try to equip you with tools to move yourself from hot to cool if you face a crisis in the future. Before using or accessing our website or the text messaging dash-based crisis support services operated by CTL, the services, regardless of whether you reach out via text message /SMS, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, or web chat, please read the following. By accessing or using the services you agree to these terms of service, and our privacy policy, and together with the terms of service, terms, described below. These terms govern your access and use of the services, describe what information we collect through the services, and explain how we use, transfer, and store that information. These terms will inform you if and to whom we disclose any of that information, and what choices you have in how we use that information. We hope that knowing how and why we use data will help you make an informed choice about using the services. If you don't agree to these terms, you may not use the services. You may contact CTL by email at info at chrisistexline.org with questions about these terms. Emails will be addressed by our customer service team. If you are in crisis and want help from one of our trained volunteer crisis counselors, please text us. We do not provide crisis counseling support via email. You can find a list of other crisis lines, hotlines, and other support resources at crisistextline.org/referrals. If you no longer wish to receive messages from CTL, you may opt out at any time by texting the word stop. You may opt back in by texting the services again. Consent, changes to terms. We care about you and we want to be thoughtful about the terms and how CTL works. So, these terms may be changed from time to time. Any changes will be effective immediately upon our posting them to our website at chrisistexline.org. So the version you're reading right now is the version in effect. Continuing to use the services after we've changed the terms will mean that you accept the revised terms. Each time that you start a conversation with CTL, you'll receive an automated reply text message with a link to our current terms so you may review them before continuing to use the services. Using the services after receiving those text messages will mean that you accept the terms then in effect. Nature of the services. Our services are intended to empower you to stay safe and healthy during a crisis. However, please remember that your use of and participation in our services does not create or imply an attorney-client relationship, a doctor-patient relationship, a therapist-client relationship, a therapist-patient relationship, or any other sort of confidential relationship. CTL is not a substitute for professional health care, mental health treatment, psychiatric care, or therapy of any kind. If you believe you are experiencing a medical emergency, you should immediately call your doctor or 911. And, if you are experiencing a clinical or long-term issue, you should consult a medical professional. You are in charge of you. We can ask questions and nudge you in a healthy direction, but only you control your own actions, reactions, and words. Additionally, to protect the privacy and safety of our volunteers, you agree to not communicate with our volunteers outside of the services. If you have questions, comments or feedback for us, please email info@chrisistexline.org. Note, we do not offer counseling via email. If you need support to help deal with a personal crisis, you can reach one of our trained volunteers by either texting home to 741741, contacting us via WhatsApp at 443 sup-part for English or 442 a-dame for Spanish, or reaching out to us via Facebook Messenger or web chat. Risks, use of services. You assume all risk for use of the services. Neither CTO nor any of our employees, volunteers, agents, service providers, or any other entities with whom CTL has contracted shall have any liability for or in connection with 1. Actions taken or not taken by you or a third party, during, after, or as a result of your use of the services, or 2. The unavailability of the services. You agree to indemnify us and hold us harmless for damages arising out of A. your use of the services, B. your breach of these terms, C. your violation of the law, D. claims asserted by third parties that you are in breach of these terms, or E. information provided by you to CTL. Additionally, in no event will CTL be liable for any special, incidental, consequential, exemplary, or indirect damages. The services are provided on an as-is basis and as available basis. CTL and its service providers expressly disclaim all warranties of any kind, whether express or implied, including, without limitation, the implied warranties of merchantability, fitness for a particular purpose, and non-ash infringement. Without limiting the above, CTL and its service providers make no warranty that CTL will A. meet your requirements, B. be uninterrupted, timely, secure, or error-free, or C. meet your expectations. The foregoing disclaimers of liability apply to all damages or injury, including those caused by any failure of performance, error, omission, interruption, deletion, defect or delay in operation or transmission, whether for breach of contract, tortious behavior, including negligence, or any other cause of action. Prohibited uses, right to terminate access. You agree to use our services only for lawful and legitimate purposes and in accordance with these terms. You agree not to use the services in any way that violates any applicable federal, state, local, or international law or regulation, for the purpose of exploiting, harming, or attempting to exploit or harm minors in any way, to threaten, harass, or otherwise inappropriately abuse CTL, its employees, partners, agents, contractors, volunteers, or others, to send, knowingly receive, upload, download, use, or use any content which does not comply with these terms, to spam, gather or attempt to gather personal information belonging to users or others for the purposes of spamming, marketing, selling to third parties, or otherwise abusing CTL, our services, or our users, to impersonate or attempt to impersonate another person or entity, to engage in any other conduct that restricts or inhibits anyone's use or enjoyment of the services, or which, as determined by us, may harm CTL or users of the services, or expose them to liability, to copy, adapt, decompile, reverse engineer, attempt to discover the source code of or make derivative works of the services or any portion of the services, or to otherwise attempt to interfere with the proper working of CTL or the services. CTL reserves the right to terminate your access to the services if you violate these terms, including doing anything on the list above. CTL further reserves the right to terminate the services or your access to them for any other reason, at our sole discretion. CTL may unilaterally terminate your access to the services. We also may adjust your access if we determine that you'd be better served by a different kind of support. Third-party services. You may contact us through a third-party website, application, or service. Third-party service, including Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, or WebChat. If you contact us through a third-party service, A. Both CTL and the third party that runs the third party service may have access to the content of the messages you share, and B. Your information may be shared between us and that third party. For example, we and the third party may exchange your location information to contact emergency services in an emergency. Moreover, these terms only apply to you and CTL, describing how we collect, use, transfer, and store information you provide to us. We are not responsible for, and make no representations regarding, the policies or practices of any third-party service. If you contact us through a third-party service, you are subject to these terms as well as the terms and policies of the third-party service. We encourage you to review the terms and policies of any third-party service you use to contact CTL, to understand how that third-party collects, uses, transfers, and stores data. If you do not wish to be subject to a third-party service's terms or policies, please do not contact CTL or our services through a third-party service. Instead, you may contact CTL by texting us at 741,741 from anywhere in the U.S. Collection and use of personally identifiable information. Personally identifiable information is data that can be used to uniquely identify you, like your full name or home address. During your use of CTL, you may be asked, but never required, to voluntarily provide personally identifiable information, including but not limited to your name or home address. We will only ask for this if we believe it would help us to better serve you. While we may collect personally identifiable information, we will not share it with any third parties except as noted in this privacy policy. CTL uses the information it collects about you to, among other things, operate and improve the services, contact and respond to you, fulfill your requests, including but not limited to referrals to other services, and has detailed more fully below. We may also use automated processes to help us determine how best to prioritize and slash or address your crisis. We use technology to help those in most immediate need first. Purposes for processing data. Our lawful purposes for processing your data include consent, where you have given consent, contract, where processing is necessary to deliver the services as you requested by texting us, protecting your vital interests, performing tasks carried out in the public interest, and the legitimate interests of CTL, namely, to help texters like you stay safe and healthy in a crisis. In short, we collect information so we can provide you and others like you with better services, helping move more people in crisis from hot to cool. Where we rely on your consent to process personal data, you have the right to withdraw or decline your consent at any time by texting LUFA, as described below. Where we rely on legitimate interests, you have the right to object. Please contact info@crisistextline.org to reach our customer support team. Note, we do not provide counseling services via email. If you are in crisis and looking for help from one of our trained volunteers, please text us at 741,741 from anywhere in the U.S. What personally identifiable information we collect. When you choose to message us to use our services, we may automatically receive and collect the phone number or Facebook username that you text or message us from, your mobile service provider, and / your IP address. Other than that, the only personally identifiable information that we collect from you through the services is the stuff you voluntarily provide to us, such as if you provide your email address via our website in order to receive emails from us. Some of the types of personally identifiable information that we may request that you share with us may include your name, age, address, and zip code, particularly if necessary to help a person at imminent risk of death or serious bodily harm, or to make a mandatory report concerning suspected child abuse or neglect. Additionally, if you choose to take a survey on our website or via link sent to you following your conversation through our services, we may ask you about your experience in that conversation. You may choose to keep your responses anonymous. Donor privacy. CTL keeps a record of each donor's giving history for IRS purposes, to analyze giving patterns, make budget projections, and solicit future donations. We do not share our donor file with any other party or organization. For more information, please see our donor confidentiality policy. How we use your personally identifiable information. We operate the services together with our volunteers. Any information, including personally identifiable information, that you share with us through the services may be viewed by CTL staff or volunteers for quality control, to contact emergency services, or to better assist you with your crisis. We may use and share the personally identifiable information that we collect via the services amongst our employees, volunteers, agents, contractors, and service providers in order to help us operate, analyze, research, develop, deliver, audit, maintain, and improve our products, content, advertising, communications, and the services. If you provide feedback, such as through an anonymous survey or audio recording, that feedback may also be shared with CTL staff and volunteers. We may also ask for your consent to share your feedback, with your name edited out, of course, comma with the public, for example, to potential volunteers, because your message may give volunteers the energy to keep supporting people in crisis and inspire others to join or support CTL. Disclosures to third parties. We care about your safety. It's our goal to support you in staying safe and healthy and to do so in the least invasive way possible. You being alive is what matters most to us. In rare cases, this means we might contact emergency services or other first responders to disclose information you share with us if your messages lead us to reasonably believe that doing so is necessary to prevent a person's death or serious injury, such as if your messages indicate suicidal thoughts, a plan, access to means, an imminent time frame, and an inability to safety plan or de-escalate. We understand that this can be disruptive, and it won't happen unless we think it's necessary. Just saying I'm feeling suicidal does not necessarily mean we'll try to send someone. We may attempt to locate you, but it may not always be possible. If the content of your messages leads us to reasonably suspect that you are a victim of emotional loss, physical abuse or neglect and are less than 18 years old or a vulnerable dependent adult, we may ask you for certain personally identifiable information, such as your date of birth, name, and address, to help us file any required report with an appropriate state authority. Additionally, we may disclose personally identifiable information we collect from you to third parties if we believe such disclosure is necessary, a. to comply with the law or in response to a subpoena, court order, government request, or other legal process, b. to protect the interests, rights, safety, or property of CTL, its affiliates, employees, agents, or volunteers, c. to enforce our terms, d. in connection with a sale, merger, or change of control of CTL or its affiliates, or e. to address fraud, security, technical issues, or to operate the services or CTL's infrastructure systems properly. Note that CTL staff and volunteers are located across the United States, and may not be licensed in your state or trained in your state's law. Other state laws may apply to your communications, and those state laws may not protect your communications to the same degree, or in the same way, as the laws of your state. Non-personally identifiable information. When you use our services, in addition to collecting personally identifiable data described above, we also collect certain kinds of anonymous non-identifiable data such as the date and time of day you texted in. We may anonymize personal data that we collect from you so that it cannot be used to identify you or to contact you, by redacting, or scrubbing, personally identifiable details from it, such as name, age, or address that you provide. We may use and share anonymous and anonymized data with third parties for any reason, including but not limited to improving our services, generating support for CTL, or as required by law, to see how we use learnings and techniques to put more empathy in the world. Read about our data philosophy, researchers. We have a formal process for sharing certain anonymized data with researchers at universities and other institutions. We share such anonymized data with trusted researchers in order to develop insights that enable us to provide better service and support to our texters and other people in crisis. For more details, read about our open data collaborations. Loris AI. CTL is a shareholder in Loris AI. Loris. The relationship between the two companies is governed by contracts negotiated by independent legal counsel on each side. Loris, like our research partners, only has access to anonymous and anonymized data that has been scrubbed of personally identifiable information. Loris does not share CTL data with other businesses. Instead, Loris looks at data to understand strategies that CTL volunteers and staff have successfully used to help move people out of crisis, and to see if those strategies can be applied to products helping customer service agents for a variety of businesses to provide kinder and more empathetic support to de-escalate customer disputes. For more information on Loris, please visit their website. Usage information. We may collect and analyze non-personally identifiable information through third-party applications and services, such as Amplitude, Frontend, StorageWise, Google Analytics, and Google Tag Manager, about how people use our services, which may include our website user's operating system, internet browser, mobile device, screen resolution, or general usage information such as whether you have reached out to us before, the number and frequency of our website's visitors, or which links were clicked. This information, which may be collected in the form of cookies, local browser storage, or similar features, helps us improve our services. For information on Google Analytics, please visit http://www.google.com/policy/privacy/outside-referrals. Sometimes, we may refer you to another hotline or program. We will give you their contact info, but we will not give them your contact info. So, it's up to you if you want to use the referral. If you would like to receive support from other services, please note that different rules may apply to their use or disclosure of personally identifiable information. We don't control the privacy policies of others. We encourage you to ask questions before you disclose your personally identifiable information to others. Retention of information. CTL retains data for the purposes described above. We retain personally identifiable information for 7 years, and then scrub it to render it anonymous, so it can no longer be used to identify you personally. We retain non-personally identifiable data, including the data we scrub, indefinitely, so that we may continue to use it to improve our services. How we protect your personally identifiable information. CTL cares about you and the security of your personally identifiable information. We take reasonable security precautions, including encryption, administrative, technical, and physical measures, to protect your personally identifiable information from loss, theft, misuse, unauthorized access, disclosure, alteration, and destruction. We store all information on servers and we only permit approved CTL employees and third parties to access those servers pursuant to the practices described above. However, perfect security does not exist anywhere, including for text messaging/SMS data. Although we take appropriate measures to safeguard against unauthorized disclosures of information, we cannot assure you that your personally identifiable information or communications with CTL will never be disclosed in a manner inconsistent with this policy, and make no representations or warranties regarding the sufficiency of our security measures to prevent unauthorized access or interception by third parties. You should also protect yourself. Always be careful and responsible regarding your personally identifiable information. We are not responsible for, and cannot control, what others not affiliated with CTL do with information you provide to them. You may also choose to delete CTL conversations from your phone, clear us from your browser history, and not save our number in your contact list to help further protect the confidentiality of your communications with us. Access/changes to personally identifiable information. If you are located within the U.S., you may request access to our changes to personally identifiable information of yours, which we have stored by emailing legal@chrisistexline.org. You will be asked to verify your identity in order for us to grant you access to or process changes to your personally identifiable information. If you are located within the U.S., you may request that we delete your personally identifiable information, such as your full name, physical address, zip code, phone number, and text/message transcripts by messaging the word LUFA to us through the modality, text, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, or WebChat you used to reach out to us, after which you will be prompted to confirm your request. We will make reasonable efforts to process requests promptly, but may decline to process requests that are unreasonably repetitive, require unreasonable technical effort, jeopardize the privacy of you or others, are otherwise impractical, or which would conflict with a law enforcement matter. Additionally, we will decline to process requests if we believe preservation of your personally identifiable information is necessary, a, to comply with the law or in response to a subpoena, court order, government request, or other legal obligations, b, to protect the interests, rights, safety, or property of CTL, its employees, agents, or volunteers, c, to enforce our terms, d, in connection with a sale, merger, or change of control of CTL or its affiliates, or e, to address fraud, security, technical issues, or to operate the services or their infrastructure systems properly. California privacy rights. California Civil Code Section 1798.83 permits users of our services that are California residents to request certain information regarding our disclosure of personal information to third parties for their direct marketing purposes. To make such a request, please send an email to legal@chrisistexline.org with California privacy rights in the subject line, or write us at Crisis Text Line and Legal Department, P.O. Box 1144, New York, New York, 10159. Children under 13 years old, as a not-for-profit organization exempt from federal income tax under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, CTL is exempt from compliance with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act of 1998. However, we take children's privacy seriously, and encourage users and their parents to review our terms to understand our information collection practices. Governing law, international users. These terms and the services are governed solely by, and shall be interpreted according to, the laws of the state of New York without giving effect to New York's conflicts of law rules. CTL and you both consent to the exclusive jurisdiction of the state and federal courts located in the county of New York for any and all disputes arising out of or concerning these terms. The services are primarily operated in the United States. If you are located outside of the United States, please be aware that any information you provide will be collected in or transferred to the United States. By using the services and slash or providing us with your information, you consent to the collection and transfer of your information in or out of the United States as described in this policy. Severability, entire agreement. If a court finds any provision of these terms to be invalid or unenforceable, that provision shall be enforced to the maximum extent possible and the remaining terms shall remain in full force and effect. These terms constitute the entire agreement between you and CTL, superseding any other written or oral agreements or understandings. Basically, the stuff you're reading now is what you and CTL agree to, and even if we later fight about some words, the rest of the words still stick around. Disclaimer, CTL seeks to support people in crisis, and is not a substitute for professional health care, mental health treatment, psychiatric care, or therapy of any kind. All information presented in this post is for informational purposes only and is not intended as professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. CTL disclaims all warranties of any kind, whether express or implied. Contact us. If you are in crisis anywhere in the U.S. and want to reach one of our trained volunteers, please text us at 741,741. Contact us via WhatsApp at 443, sup-part for English or 442, a-dame for Spanish, or reach out to us via Facebook Messenger or via web chat. If you have any questions or concerns about our terms or the privacy and security practices described here, please contact info@crisistextline.org. You may also mail a request to us at Crisis Text Line, P.O. Box 1144, New York, New York, 10159. For media inquiries, please email press@crisistextline.org. CTL services in Canada are provided by Kids Help Phone and are governed by their Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, available here. CTL services in the UK are provided by Mental Health Innovations and are governed by their Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, available here. CTL services in Ireland are provided by Community Creation CLG and are governed by their Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, available here. Crisis Text Line CTL Icon, Part 3, Facebook Messenger Chat Content, User Side James Martin Driscoll, does not violate any terms of service in the share links to details that user side presence into this chat conversation content dash notable, video links, prior crisis text line chat history, details to a carrier dash patient portal with mental health provider mentioning NPI no medical provider records containing a chat discussion tool known as Discuss. All of these external present filed in user journal space does not violate crisis text line and thus my user informational society right to express these into the view, SP United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights Article 19. Article 19 Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any medium regardless of frontiers. However it is obvious, my rights here intentionally being restricted, or interference, established. 2:41 p.m., January 7, 2022. You sent. I mention this messenger conversation in view of matters that are a wicked problem that are carried over onto my needs to resolve these matters dash https://www.facebook.com/excla/post/30308033890004 Crisis Text Line. Hi, this is Crisis Text Line. You're not alone. By texting further with us, you agree to our terms. Google/EMCKCY. Crisis Text Line. Crisis Text Line does not accept GIFs, videos, and images. Your counselor has not received your previous message. Crisis Text Line. Crisis Text Line. Resources while we connect you. https://bit.ly/ores. Stop to cancel convo. What's your crisis? You sent. Empathy. Crisis Text Line. Thanks for sharing. It might take a moment to assign you someone. Crisis Text Line. Crisis Text Line. Hi, my name is Andrew. I'm here to support you. Can you tell me more about what led you to reach out today? You sent. Hello Andrew. You sent. My name is James Martin Driscoll. You sent. Reaching out. Dash I have several threads combined here in one messenger chat conversation dash the first contact to crisis text line began. You sent. December 24, 2021. You sent. Crisis text line. 48k people like this. Typically replies instantly. Mental health service. You open this conversation through an ad. When you reply, crisis text line will see your public info in which ad you clicked. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Hi James, we're here for you. Message empathy in FB Messenger to reach a volunteer crisis counselor. You sent. Empathy. Crisis text line. Resources while we connect you. https://bit.ly/ores. Stop to cancel convo. What's your crisis? Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Hi, this is crisis text line. You're not alone. By texting further with us, you agree to our terms. Google/EMCKCY. You sent. Hi Chris, may I ask you, if I provided you a link to something dash you can't link, and that presence of mind goes dismissed, resources dash crisis text line, crisistextline.org, you sent, I realize that I cannot share images, but I can share links, crisis text line, hi James, it's nice to meet you, I'm a little confused by what you mean by several threads combined in one chat, can you clarify for me, you sent, in one of these exchanges to crisis text line, dash the crisis team operator called me pranking, this is hardly pranking when my follow-up to info@crisistextline.org, dash needed to be followed up, from crisis text line, reply dash to crisis text line, to James Driscoll, date December 28, 2021, 3:45 a.m., subject thanks for reaching out, mail dash by, crisistextline.org, signed dash by, CrisisDex.org, security, standard encryption, TLS, learn more, colon important according to Google Magic. That is the last reaching out auto dash reply received. Crisis text line text home to 741,741 free, 24/7 crisis counseling. CrisisDex.org, you sent, threads and messenger content, dash I would assume that when you see the beginning of your conversation dash it begins today, you sent. Well, on my side, I have a chat by chat interfaces I have connected to crisis text line several times attempting to get a resolve of something grave. The interface that I need to establish with my mental health care, dash and the involvement to correct something very dire happening in our society, you sent. Rest assured, this is not a prank. Rest assured I am in crisis, dash rest assured, dash this is a wicked problem. Crisis text line. Thank you for clarifying that for me. I can tell that you are very brave for reaching out for support on this issue today, you sent. 16 minutes ago, I posted this public Facebook post, dash I would like you to take the content of this messenger chat open January 7th, dash copy/paste it to your supervisor, nothing you have done. I need to have this matter pressed upward by crisis team, dash since they refused to respond in direct email please, you sent. https://www.facebook.com/xcala/post/30308033890044 James M. Driscoll, you sent. The text post is as follows, tagged below are serious connections, James M. Driscoll Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, 18 meters, http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDUPHUMAN.LIFE/Hank-Jones-Fire-Marshall-Williamson-County-Texas-Mail-IMIS-Reported-Condition-of-Fire-Protection-Equipment at the Williamson Country Jail in Georgetown-24 Missing Smoke Detectors HTM. As mentioned in Facebook Messenger to your agency, I have emailed the Williamson County Fire Marshal-Hank Jones. I included a copy/paste of this entire messenger contents-I have placed the email to this contact as referred by your staff to the web. You remain connected to this matter-as is your mission statement reflects. TCOLE mission, our mission, the mission of the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, as a regulatory state agency, is to establish and enforce standards to ensure that the people of Texas are served by highly trained and ethical law enforcement, corrections, and telecommunications personnel. The reason to contact your organization is on key. The pass the buck to someplace else may not be a correct course of action, but I will proceed as though you care to be a listening presence in the correction of the matters here, comma dash, QR code left, written dash gmail sent, http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDUPHUMAN.LIFE/Hank-Jones-Fire-Marshall-Williamson-County-Texas-Mail-IMIS-Reported-Condition-of-Fire-Protection-Equipment at the Williamson Country Jail in Georgetown-24 Missing Smoke Detectors HTM. QR code right, audio og, we dash have dash a dash wicked dash problem dash to dash solve, dash in wicked voice for emphasis dash 27 mins, http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDUPHUMAN.LIFE/Hank-Jones-Fire-Marshall-Williamson-County-Texas-We-Have-A-Wicked-Problem-to-Solve-Og. Note spoken voice of URLs are very much real. 6. There is no end to the number of solutions or approaches to a wicked problem. 10. Planners, that is those who present solutions to these problems, have no right to be wrong. Unlike mathematicians, planners are liable for the consequences of the solutions they generate. The effects can matter a great deal to the people who are touched by those actions. Williamson County TX, Sheriff's Office, KVUE, TV Newscast Austin, Caria, FBI, Community Outreach, the United States Department of Justice, Texas Jail Project, Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, Office of the Texas Secretary of State, Texas Attorney General, Texas Rangers, you sent. Please copy this info in an upward chain to your supervisor, dash, you sent. Links, one by one. 1. http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDUHUMAN.LIFE IFE/HankJones-Fire-Marshall-Williamson-County-Texas/Gmail-IMAS reported condition of fire protection equipment at the Williamson Country Jail in Georgetown-24 missing smoke detectors HTM equals I-0PF on A-VRY/HEX-2JT0NSRHR8IACJ3T1TQ-LABS-NICO-5BRK Gmail-IMAS reported condition of fire protection equipment at the Williamson Country Jail in Georgetown-24 missing smoke detectors from the infirmary section of the jailhouse. Fucked up human.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE, you sent, link to is same as 1-link3, audio og, http://fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/HankJones-Fire-Marshall-Williamson-County-Texas/We-Have-A-Wicked-Problem-To-Solve-Og, fucked up human.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE, fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE, you sent, I have no other need to contact crisis text line until my direct email is answered, my suvari is processed, I will be answering another suvari here, thank you, crisis text line. The only way to talk to a crisis counselor is through this, nowhere else. We do not respond by Facebook or email for crisis as this is our only legitimate 1/2, crisis text line, platform for those in crisis, crisis text line, crisis text line. How can I assist you today? What is your crisis? You sent. That is not what I am saying. - If one emails, info@crisistextline.org. The email has an auto-reply. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Yes, and it specifies to text in. It is a no-reply email. That is not a way to contact us. You sent. 48 hours is the expected response time. - No proper and professional response has been replied back to me. Crisis text line. We are not professionals. Crisis text line. We volunteer our own time to help those in true crisis. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. The email is not for emailing for a crisis situation. You sent. I am in crisis. - I wish you would not be so resistant to my requests. - You act as though you are a trained robot and have no rational understanding of my requests here. You sent. - Forwarded message. - From crisis text line. Day Tuesday, December 28, 2021 at 3:45 a.m. Subject: thanks for reaching out to James Driscoll. - Please type your reply above this line. - Hi there. Thanks for reaching out. This is our tech and general inquiry email address. If you are in crisis, please text hello to 741741 or message us at facebook.com/crisistextline to be connected to a trained crisis counselor at any time. Our office staff is off for a holiday break until Monday, January 3rd, at 9 a.m. EST. We've received your message and we will get back to you as quickly as we can when we return. We will have staff checking in periodically each day to assist with any urgent situations, such as lockouts, during this break. However, please note we will be fully offline the following days, - Saturday, December 25th, - Friday, December 31st, - Saturday, January 1st. We will be a bit delayed in responding during this time, especially following those offline days. We appreciate your patience and understanding in advance. Our team is excited to be taking some time to fill our cups and return refreshed to support you all in the new year. We hope you have a wonderful, safe holiday, and find special ways to celebrate, even if things look a bit different this year. We look forward to being in touch in January. Stay well. Crisis Text Line User Support Team. This email is a service from Crisis Text Line. XGGWZ8-865O. Icon for this message. Crisis Text Line. Mental Health Service. Crisis Text Line. Crisis Text Line. I do understand your concerns and frustrations, but you have not explained what led you to text in tonight. What is your crisis? You sent. The matters directed in email is being ignored. - Please copy/paste this Facebook Messenger content to your supervisor. You sent. Please. You sent. Please. You sent. Please - SE - I am begging on my knees in crisis. - Crisis text line. Crisis text line. I have no control over who is in charge of emails. What is your crisis? You sent. That is not what I am saying. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. It basically is, you are not telling me what your crisis is, therefore I am trying to help you by asking what it is you sent, in order for the matter to be addressed, - addressed in crisis and then forwarded into email, - must be processed from down to top into the care of management administration of this service, - you sent, please take the content of this messenger content and forward it to your supervisor, - as this show from above, - one of your crisis team prior said he would do this, I can tab upward and quote that status for you, crisis text line, crisis text line. Crisis text line address is crisis through this platform only, not through email, you sent. There is no reason to block every aspect of communications when the request is simple, you sent. This is the crisis, you sent. I am dying, crisis text line. This platform is best to keep track of everything and it is all in one spot, crisis text line. Aside from sending the info to your supervisor, are they wanting to talk about anything else at this time? Crisis text line, crisis text line. My not your, you sent. How to engage with my mental health care proper communications standard, you sent. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net/inlandpsych.com/carrier-patients-portal/causer-side/carrier-patients-portal messages, Hazar Syed, confirmation - reflection soft prior Hisatra with inland psych must be brought into my care of today htm, carrier patient portal, webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net, you sent, carrier.com, medical software for your independent practice carrier, carrier.com, you sent, that is supposed to be a patient - portal, crisis text line. Crisis text line. I am not a professional so I cannot tell you exactly what to do. When you say you are dying, what do you mean by this? Are you having suicidal thoughts? You sent. I am in crisis. You sent. Crisis because no one will engage with me - instead casting me off into silence. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. This is not a patient portal. This is a platform for those in mental health crisis. You sent. I have HIV - crisis text line. Crisis text line. Have you seen a professional about this? You sent. I have not been able to find a trust doctor that I can communicate with - across social media is this # #HIVUntreatable. Crisis text line. I have an HIV resource if you are interested. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. https://bit.ly/hrsaref. https://bit.ly/obref. You sent. That would be great. You sent. Here is a YouTube video post, reflecting why I have not been in HIV care since March of 2019. You sent. https://www.youtube.com/watchv=9liang. Association of Nurses in AIDS Care Greater Palm Springs Dr. Eric Shagino passing. YouTube.com. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. I cannot see videos. You sent. The link is in the content to copy/paste upward to the upper chain of admin. Okay. You sent. Resource please. Crisis text line. I do not have access to emails. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. I already sent the resources above. You sent. Are you graded in any way on your performance here in chat? In that evaluation, does another reviewer grade this by reading this content? Crisis text line. Crisis text line. No. Another person only views this chat if you are hurting yourself / others. You sent. Attention. Loss of empathy - void filled apathy. Your staff shows great regard for apathy instead of empathy. Crisis text line. I am doing my best to be empathetic for you and have sent resources to help you. Crisis text line. We are here 24/7 if you need emotional support. Have a wonderful day, James. Crisis text line. Thanks for messaging crisis text line. The crisis counselor has closed the conversation. You matter. Crisis text line. Please answer a few questions about your experience so we can better help others. Thank you. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. http://jizmavis/3/l-survey-HEQUALS-ANKJQB61DH-C9B70E48&R=1&M=Facebook. You sent. So, I will reference this chat content via link in the survey, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net/crisis-text-line/org/the-mustache%23huge-fail-in-the-world/messenger/facebook-messenger-percent5b-crisis-text-line%5d-deck-282,021html, crisis-text-line, webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net.